we welcome into our studio our friend Don Meyer. He's a broker and auctioneer for Lee Realty Group in Bloomington, but here he's our resident historian as he speaks every month about McLean County agriculture. And today he's going to pick up on his conversation that he started last month about the history of the McLean County Farm Bureau. Don, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Good to be here, Mark,
yeah,
as usual.
As I remember, last time you talked about how the Farm Bureau originated. It wasn't known as the McLean County Bureau back
the
then.
Better Farming Association.
The Better Farming Association. And you were able to tell us a little bit about those very early years, but you felt like there was so much more to tell, so that's why you've come back here today to pick up the story where you left off.
That's exactly right. And from my vantage point in my previous career with extension work, I worked right alongside a Farm Bureau in many ways. Of course, when you go back in history, we were directly connected, you might say, connected at the hip, if you will, because the extension program was really why Farm Bureau started. The farmers were wanting information. They wanted education. They were trying to advance their farms, and so it was the hiring of a county agent that started the ball rolling. So from that point, once farmers were organized together, and literally thousands of them pledged and joined the organization, in the 1920s, of course, farmers adopted farm tractors. We've talked about that before as well. They needed fuel for their tractors. And so as a result of that need, Farm Bureau helped to spring off. In this county, it was called McLean County Service Company, and it supplied rock phosphate fertilizer for farmers for their fields, and it also supplied fuel for their tractors. And that later became called FS. And, of course, here locally, that's Evergreen FS today, and they're affiliated with the larger organization in our community that's called Growmark, kind of a mid-market company. Of all the member FSs across the Midwest and even into Canada now belong to Growmark for their supplies. So that's a great example of an offshoot of the Farm Bureau organization and, of course, Country Insurance. Country Companies, I think, was what it was initially called, Country Mutual, Country Life, some of those names. Today we call that organization in our community Country Financial. We happen to be the home office for Country Insurance, and so we have a lot of folks in Bloomington Normal who directly are involved in that product. But that is also an offshoot, and the state, the Illinois Farm Bureau Board is actually the board of directors for the Country Financial Insurance Company
now,
as well.
Now, what's very interesting about all of this, and I remember this from last time, is that this one little organization, the Better Farming Association, which became the McLean County Farm Bureau, then splintered out into, and you're talking about them now, all of these other companies, products, assistance for the farmer.
Needs.
Including, of course, what does a farmer need who's got livestock? Veterinarian services.
That's right. And they formed an organization called McLean County Supplies, and that was able to furnish some of the hog cholera medicines and some of the veterinary products that were needed, some of the equipment needed to handle the livestock. Also in the livestock area, they formed livestock marketing associations. They helped farmers work together to cooperatively market their cattle, their hogs, their sheep. In Peoria, when I was finishing my extension career, there was an organization called the Peoria Area Wool Pool. That was always a hard one to say, a wool pool. And basically, they would group market the fleeces of the sheep in the central Illinois area, and they would find a market for those. So those are all examples of either products the farmers needed to purchase or to carry their risk, also as well as helping to market the products. All of those organizations kind of sprang up as a result. Some other organizations kind of on the sideline, you know, Corn Belt Energy today is a supplier of electricity and other products in the central Illinois area, started this Corn Belt Electric, and it was a meeting that the Farm Bureau helped to organize. They were thinking a few farmers might want rural electricity. Well, the night they called the meeting, 1,000 farmers showed up and pledged that night, we want electricity. That was 1938, and that's when the Corn Belt Energy, as we now know it, was formed as a result of that effort. Many of the farmers even helped put in the early power poles so they could get that electricity and help on their farms. Additionally, after the Dust Bowl of the 1930s, of course, the federal government started the Soil Conservation Service. Today we call that the Natural Resources Conservation Service. But locally, each of the areas of the state had an opportunity to form a soil water conservation district to encourage farmers to adopt practices, and the Farm Bureau had a hand in helping to form that. It was in the 1940s when we call them the SWCDs, the Soil Water Conservation Districts, were formed. And, of course, we don't want to forget the fact that in this county, the McLean County Farm Bureau has been crucial to furnish fairgrounds for our 4-H fair each year, starting with Fans Field, which was located in the south area, south of Bloomington, near where Growing Grounds and the old armory was located. That's where one of the county fairs was at in the 1930s. In the 1940s, eventually bought Farm Bureau Field, which is basically under where Lowe's is at on the east side of Bloomington for about 25 or 30 years. And then, of course, the Interstate Center is an LLC that's operated by the McLean County Farm Bureau to host the current McLean County Fair. So lots and lots of involvement from one organization formed way back in 1914.
And just imagine if it wasn't formed until the 1930s. You know, how much catching up That's there right. would still be to do. It's That's just right. interesting how all of this has evolved right at the right time.
Right. And it was the power of a group forming. You know, the farmers met together, agreed that there was a need, and we'll work hard. And of course, later on, Extension got separated from Farm Bureau officially in the 1950s. Even though we rented space in their building, we had a great relationship with them in my Extension career. There was a separation because Farm Bureau also is involved today in lobbying efforts. And the fact that Extension is a federal and state government entity, the appropriateness of using lobbying funds and having that organization directly connected, the USDA finally separated the two organizations, but in many counties you'll still see them working hand-in-hand with programming not only for 4-H but also agriculture and horticulture, et cetera.
And as we know, just from the contribution that they make to our program, the
That's
Ag
right.
Hour, they are the source, the McLean County Farm Bureau is the source of many, many resources and also a great place for farmers, growers, and people in the ag industry to go if they need direction.
That's
on
exactly
a particular
right.
topic.
That's exactly right. I just helped the Illinois Farm Bureau hosted a conference here in town on local foods. There's a lot of interest right now in niche marketing, if you will, of small farms and how they might, you know, create a market for their product. And the Illinois Farm Bureau helped to host that conference. And there was a lot of ideas being exchanged as a result of that conference. So that's the power of an organization like that, enabling, I guess, is the right verb to use, where they enable a lot of other organizations as an offshoot.
Let's get back, circle back to the launching of Corn Belt Energy
sure.
just for a second, because
sure.
obviously power is mm-hmm. such a crucial subject in any industry. Let's talk a little bit about that in terms of when the farmers met. You said there were mm-hmm. 1,000 that showed up for
That's
this
right.
meeting. They weren't expecting that
That's
many.
Right. That's right.
And so there certainly was a demand.
That's right.
Walk us through how this power was ultimately delivered to these farms.
Well, the initiative came
because
from,
that's a massive job.
It is, and you know the initiative came from the federal government. In fact, when I was growing up, my mom used to refer to the REA, and I didn't know what that meant. That was the Rural Electrification Administration. There was a movement from FDR's depression years that we needed to really continue to develop the economy and that rural people needed electricity just like the town people who already had electricity. It was much less expensive to supply the electricity in town because the power poles didn't have to be stretched literally miles and miles in the country. Ice storms are certainly a greater hazard. So there were lots of enabling grants that I believe the federal government offered to local groups. And that's why the power, again, of organizing the local Corn Belt electricity in this case put together the local entity needed. And, of course, there was some pledging of monies needed to help get those power poles in and even labor and machinery. And electricity really revolutionized how we do things on the farm. When you think about the use of windmills back in the 1880s and 1890s for getting water to the livestock, milking of dairy, all of the power tools, the movement of grain today is all done by electric motors. Just hard to fathom what it would have been like had that initiative not
sure.
have happened.
Well, and think of all the livestock whose
right.
lives have been saved by heating a barn
right.
or a chicken coop or what have you.
That's right. Labor-saving devices and making life more convenient, just like our homes are very convenient with the addition of electricity.
Yeah, we don't know how good we've got it, do we?
Well, I heard that over the years, and now that I'm an older person, I say the same thing to my kids.
Well, so, I have told them, 100 years ago, we wouldn't have any of this.
That's exactly right.
Right?
I don't want to go back. I like to think about reminiscing in the old days, but I don't want to go back there to live, Mark.